Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stacey Brown Randall is here. Stacey is a serial entrepreneur, a certified productivity and time efficiency coach. She knows about sales. She knows about marketing. She's got the education to prove it. She's the author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. And she's our good friend, Stacey. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, of course, my audience knows, Stacey, that I love talking about sales. I love talking about selling. I'm a grizzled old salesman. I was doing it. I remind these young people that I was selling when my technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. When telling your customer, press hard, you're going through seven carbons, and the last copy's yours, wasn't a joke. And so I've been around a long time. I've seen just about all of it. But after all this time, Stacey, I still love it. I still love selling. And I do completely subscribe to the notion, and we've all proven this. This is a truth. Nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. What do you think?
I mean, definitely. I think it goes back one step further, though. I think nothing happens until someone decides that they have a problem that they need to solve.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that's the ultimate trigger when it comes to sales happening. I mean, they may not be aware of their problem until somebody else brings it to their attention.
We have to help them, right? That's our job. We have to help them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So trigger, this concept of a trigger, what do you mean by that?
So think about it. Everything in life, just about, starts because of a trigger, right? Think about when you see the light, right? The stoplight turn to green, right? What do?
You hit the accelerator.
You hit the gas, right?
Well, of course, you're supposed to look both ways, right? But then you hit
the gas. Well, hopefully you look both ways and then you hit the gas. Or, right, even when it turns to red, right? Most people go to stop. There, you know, some people, of course, go and hit the gas and see if they can get back and see if they can get through the light as fast as possible. But everything happens because of a trigger. Typically, a trigger happens, and then there's a corresponding action that goes along with that trigger. And it's just one way that I use to teach people from a referral perspective what it looks like when they're trying to get more referrals in their business, but doing it without a trigger, an old school trigger. So the way I talk about it is, you know, you've got everything in life has a trigger. The light turns red, we stop. Mm-hmm. The gun goes off, the runners take off at the race, right? There's a thing that happens, and then there's this trigger. Sales is the same way. Typically, the trigger is someone knowing they have a problem, right? But we look for those other ways to have those triggers to get people thinking about their problem so that they'll want to take a purchase. They'll want to buy something. They'll want to hire you for your service. And the way we've been teaching referrals forever, it's the same way. But the way we teach referrals is, oh, there's an old school trigger, which is ask, pay, make it promotional or gimmicky. When I ask, that's the trigger, mm-hmm. right? And then your corresponding action is then you'll give me names of people. And that's just not working anymore. So I always tell people, like, you can still trigger referrals to happen. It's just you can do it in a different way. It's not an old school way. And I think it's mm-hmm. important for people to think about it from a triggering perspective because it kind of shows the actions they need to take.
You know, I've gotten a lot of business in my career with referrals. And I've never thought about referrals as something the customer owed me. I've never thought about it as something the customer should remember me for. In other words, it was my job to make sure their customer remembered me. It wasn't their job. And I've talked a lot about different kinds of referral processes around here on the show before with a number of different folks. But, you know, to me, the trigger of a referral is when a customer hears that somebody has a problem like they had. And, you know, obviously their first thought is, well, I know who solved that problem the last time I had that that I had that. And without you ever having asked them, you've done something to trigger them to tell somebody about you, right?
Absolutely, Jim. And that's exactly how I want people to think about it. But what I want them to think about from a triggering perspective is you want to be the person that somebody else thinks about because you can solve the problem. They trust you, right? That's why a referral happens. A referral doesn't happen because you ask for it or you offer to pay for it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that way doesn't work, not nearly with the consistency we're looking for to have referrals be an actual sustainable source of new clients in our business. But what I want people to think about is that even though a referral happens because there's a moment where someone's having a conversation saying, I've got this problem, and then somebody else says, oh, my gosh, I know who can solve it. Jim can solve it. Mm-hmm. Right? There's still things we can do to trigger being top of mind and the memory of that person. So when
that's
that problem pops up,
that's
they only
the
think
thing.
About it.
It's not staying in there in front of them saying, I need more referrals. It's just staying in front of them. If you did, your job to start with, if you showed up when you said you would show up, if you delivered what you said you would deliver, if you went the extra mile to make sure they got what they needed, then all you have to do after that is just materialize in front of them in some form or fashion, periodically, right?
Yeah, but you have to do it better than just, like, sending the email reminder or making the phone call every, 62 days.
Right.
You have to be more memorable and meaningful for them to remember you. And you want to make it a process and a system so that you remember to do it, but it has impact. It's memorable and meaningful for them, and they still feel cared for 2 years, 4 years, 5 years after maybe they worked with you, so that they're still sending you referrals 2 years, 4 years, 6 years later.
One of the handiest things that I've used over the years is the ability to forward an article to someone. You know, almost every online article these days has that little image, that little icon about how to forward to someone. And if I see an article and it triggers someone I know, especially a prospect or a customer or just a contact, I'll hit that button and I'll text it or email it to them. Hey, thought you might find this interesting. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, isn't it?
So, you know, that's what I talk about in my program, Growth by Referrals. I talk about a memory runway. And actually, anything we email is at the bottom of that runway because a lot of people don't always see our emails or it becomes more noise in the inbox. And people overuse that strategy to the point where I don't agree with that, though, Stacey.
I don't think me thinking of them without any kind of a sales pitch, sending them, curating a piece of content that I already know that they're interested in, I don't think that's low impact. I think that's, and again, that's not a full-time strategy. You have to do other things. But I do think that's, let me put it this way. It works for me. Stacey Brown Randall and I will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.